Hot Cares. Making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.
Hot 102.7 Breakfast, another moment for us to hopefully make a meaningful difference with Reverend Shona in studio. Good morning, Rev.
Good morning, Bunny. Always good to be here.
Always good to have you. And this morning we are looking at a center based in Pretoria. It's a small center with a very, very big heart. It's called the Baby Therapy Center. And for over 30 years, it's been a place where children with developmental challenges can take their first steps towards independence and towards possibility.
What listeners may not know is that children come here who can't yet walk, who struggle to speak, who need specialized therapy to feed themselves, or form a single word. As a mom, I can't even imagine what that's like. And every day is a fight, and every small victory is enormous.
Yeah, they've got a multidisciplinary approach to child development and to care. Therapies that range from occupational therapy, physiotherapy, speech therapy, play therapy, music therapy, hydrotherapy, and dietetics. Baby Therapy Center is a place where these youngsters, like you've said, Shona, will be taking their very first steps, their very first words, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And the reason we're talking to them this morning is because even the safest spaces sometimes start to crumble. So you can imagine children who have mobility issues, you think about the pathways that connect the therapy rooms. They've started to wear away in this particular center. It's given way to uneven and broken ground, obviously creating an unsafe environment.
Absolutely. And even the pathway to the hydrotherapy center has broken down. So children have to be carried there because, you know, we move easily, so we may not understand how difficult it is. Mm. But if you can't move easily, if you're in a wheelchair, you're battling to walk, you need a safe pathway to get there.
So that's when we received a letter from Olga von Reich-Buerter. She reached out to Hot Gears. We got a letter from her, and she told us all about the incredible children that they work with. She reached out on behalf of these children, not for herself.
And so this morning we're actually going to cross to this Baby Therapy Center in Pretoria, and we are going to speak to Sean, who's the head of the Baby Therapy Center. And Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
So Sean, tell us a bit about yourself. I believe that you had a son, Alec, who was autistic. He's 20 now. And that's how you got involved in the center. So I think just tell us a bit about yourself first.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. Yes, 20 years ago, I had my third child. That was quite a bit of a surprise. Mm-hmm. And little did we know how big the surprise was, mm-hmm. because it turned out that he was severely autistic. Mm-hmm. And that means that until today, he is totally nonverbal, so he cannot speak at all. He only started walking at the age of 7, and he has profound intellectual disability. Mm-hmm. And that's where my journey started. I was a working woman with a career. Mm-hmm. And baby therapy gave me the opportunity to put him in daycare. Mm-hmm. And during the day, the therapist would come and do his therapy, which he needed, which was critical for his development. Mm-hmm. And I could finish my job. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got to know Baby Therapy Center. And I am living proof that this model works fabulously. Mm-hmm. If I look at my son today, I honestly know that we have the best version of Alec. Mm-hmm. So, and I tell you, as a parent, that is the one thing that you always need to know. You mm-hmm. do not want to feel guilty and look back and think, should I have not done something else? Mm-hmm. Being in this type of environment and this setup, that is exactly what we give to parents and children. Quality of life, not only to the child, but also to the family.
Yeah, you kind of answered my next question for you, Sean, about the impact that you and your team make there, you know, with all the work that you do with Baby Therapy Center. But you've contextualized it so beautifully about having the best version of Alec. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So you've described Alec's journey and your journey with the center. What kind of children come through these doors? What kind of progress do you see over time other than like you've described Alec's journey?
So no two disabled children are the same. We take all types of disabilities. So that would include physical disabilities, intellectual disabilities, mm-hmm. genetic syndromes, basically anything, right down to normal developmental delays in young children. Mm-hmm. So we have a very wide variety of children that comes to us. The important part is that we have a team that is very specialized in treating young children.
Mm, we see you actually have a huge team that works with you know, speech, occupational therapy, physiotherapy, hydrotherapy. You do the most amazing work with these children.
So you did mention, or rather we did mention in the beginning, and this is in Olga's letter to us, that getting to therapy rooms is becoming a challenge now, with the pathways being broken, the damage in between these spaces. I can imagine that's presenting a really quite a challenge for the regular running of the center.
Yeah, absolutely. That is an absolute critical ability that we need here, because we cater for people in wheelchairs and people that have mobility issues. So the pathway that we're looking at is actually a pathway that runs up to our indoor heated swimming pool, where we do hydrotherapy. So hydrotherapy is basically physiotherapy in water. So all those children are in wheelchairs or have mobility problems. And our current path is very old. I see it's around about 30, 40 years old. It's old slasto. It's cracked. And it's really, really a mission for the parents to get their children safely through to the swimming pool and back again. So yes, it's absolutely critical for us.
And so, Sean, you've spent a lot of time helping children, but not just helping the children, you're also helping the parents. But you help the children learning how to move, how to live, how to be the best version of themselves. And like Bunny, I also love that you said that about Alec, that he's the best version of Alec you can have. Yeah. And so today we're calling you because we felt it was time someone made things a little easier for you and for the center. And so together with Hot Cares and Hot 1027, we're going to be stepping in to actually rebuild your wheelchair path, the ramp at the baby therapy center. We really want to do that so that the children can easily be taken to that hydrotherapy center and move around easily at the center and safely.
Oh, that is absolutely the best news ever. Really, from the bottom of my heart, thank you so much. And a thank you from all those children and their parents that can now easily get to the swimming pool to get to the therapy that they so critically and urgently need. Thank you so much.
Now, you are so welcome. We're just so moved by the work the center does, but now no more children being carried across the broken ground, just safety, dignity, freedom of movement, exactly what you guys are after and exactly what every child deserves. So to you and your incredible team at the Baby Therapy Center, your work is really, really wonderful. We commend you and we say continue the wonderful good work with your brand new ramp.
Thank you so much. Thank you very much.
And thank you for sharing with us and sharing your own personal journey. I think it will move all
That's
of us
pleasure.
To parents. So thank you.
That's my pleasure. Thank you so much.
Another life touched, or a whole lot of lives touched.
Yeah, a lot.
And to our listeners, we just say thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your generosity that helps us make a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us. You are the heartbeat of Hot 1027 and Hot Cares.
Absolutely. So if you know someone, a family, an organization, anyone who could use a little light, a little help, a little impact, a bit of a meaningful difference from us, do send us an email at info@hotcares.co.za.
Hot Cares, making a meaningful difference in the lives of those around us.